I'm not sure if you're speaking. I can hear the transmission, though, when you push the button. Not sure if you're speaking or not.
All right, so just so you know, I have someone who has a dog on board. It's not acting like a service dog in any way, shape, or form, but I don't know how to go about dealing with it other than just dealing with it until I get off the bus. So if it becomes a problem, I'll stop the bus. Otherwise, I'll go ahead and just, I'll send you out ready for service when they exit.
Okay, you can pull off, let them know that if the dog cannot behave itself, if it is, if it's obviously not behaving itself, it's not trained, therefore not a service animal. You can give me their description, you know, if they refuse to leave, and we go from there.
All right, it's a fairly young girl, probably 25. The dog's probably, I don't know, about 4 months old, just wearing a gray hoodie, blue pants, white socks and pink sandals, white female, about, probably about 160.
Okay, have you pulled over and let her know that she needs to leave?
No, she said that the service dog is in training, so that gives me pause to go and actually do that, hey, you need to leave, because I don't want to get in trouble with ADA stuff.
All right, what exactly was the dog doing that was offensive?
Barking at a very loud volume.
Okay, is it continuing to do so?
No, it's just being out of control right now.
All right, well, if you feel that you can't drive with it and it starts up again, go ahead and pull off and let her know that she needs to quiet him down. You can ask her where she plans on leaving. That way you know where to look for, you know, how much longer you have to put up with it.
Copy that. Hey, I actually got the little jingle, so I know you can hear me now. Awesome. Anyways, appreciate your help. Just need to go ahead and get some, a second opinion, so to speak.
Okay. All right. That's 1942.